In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's take a look at the readings for today, since I didn't send them out until early this morning, or late this morning. A reading from a lesson from the book of the prophet Isaiah. In those days, when Ezekiel was mortally ill, the prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, came and said to him, "Thus says the Lord, put your house in order, for you are about to die, you shall not recover." Then Ezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, "O Lord, remember how faithfully and how wholeheartedly I conducted myself in your presence, doing what was good and pleasing to you." And Ezekiah wept bitterly. Then the word of the Lord came to Isaiah, "Go, tell Ezekiah, thus says the Lord your God, the Father of David, I have heard your prayers and seen your tears. I will add 15 years to your life. I will rescue you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will be a shield to this city, says the Lord God Almighty." Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, when Jesus had entered into Capernaum, there came to him a centurion who entreated him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying sick in the house, paralyzed and is grievously afflicted." Jesus said to him, "I will come to him and cure him." But in answer to the centurion said to the Lord, "I am not worthy that you should come into my roof, but only say the word and my servant shall be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority and have soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it." And when Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who were following him, "Amen, I say to you, I have not found such great faith in all of Israel. And I tell you that many will come from the east and the west and will feast with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom will be put forth into darkness outside. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go your way, and you have, as you have believed, so it will be done to you." And the servant was healed in that hour. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. So today, the church proposes to us an interesting teaching. Why would you think that the church proposes to us in such a day that we are to focus on the day after Ash Wednesday, this seemingly random story from the prophet Isaiah, where he talks to a man named Ezekias, who has to put his house in order because he's going to die tomorrow? What happened yesterday? Yesterday we received the ashes. And when we received the ashes, the instruction was what? Remember that you are yourselves dust, and it is unto dust that you shall return. What are we called to contemplate, to think about, to spend our time in meditation upon on Ash Wednesday as we begin this great season of Lent, these 40 days, Quadridecima? We're called to meditate upon our own mortality. Think about it for a moment. How many of those who received masses in these very pews in which you sit will not see the joys of Easter this year? How many of those who are visited in the nursing home or in the prison or in their individual homes yesterday or in the hospital will not see the joys of Easter? And so for them, those words, "Remember that you are dust, and into dust you shall return," and all the words of the Holy Scriptures which were read yesterday in the Mass and in those services when they received ashes, were very real for them. And so our Lord, through this church, calls us to contemplate the same thing. How the vanities of this world may indeed be demanded of us, and we know not. Is our house in order? Are we prepared? Are we living this Lent in such a way as to say, this will be the Lent of my life? If I were to have no other Lent beyond this one, am I doing it in such a way that would be worthy of the last opportunity to offer sacrifice to God in the flesh? You see, one of the great graces of living our lives is that in this life is the only time where we'll ever be able to offer a sacrifice to God. For in eternity, there'll be nothing to sacrifice. When we are there in the joys of heaven, there'll be no pain, there'll be no suffering. And for us as Catholics and as Christians, that should really be considered as a joy, but also a sadness. Because the soul that really wants to love God knows that the closest that we can ever get to God in this life is by being conforming to himself crucified upon the cross. The sufferings that we get to be to him. Remember how the Lord says he is close to those who are brokenhearted, to those who are suffering. Those are the ones to whom he is closest, to where he draws nearest. And even though we'll have the joys of heaven, there'll be nothing more that we can do to offer and sacrifice out of love for him. As we enter through the rest of these 40 days of Lent, let us contemplate these things. To think about our own demise, and maybe if the Lord sees fit that we should not see the joys of Easter on this side of eternity, but rather on the other side of eternity, to make sure that we are taking up serious Lenten prayer, serious Lenten fasting, serious Lenten almsgiving, knowing that if the Lord desires to demand our lives, he may not give us the 15 years to put our houses in order just as he gave Hezekiah's. But we ourselves may see him sooner than we ourselves would hope. The Lord knows what he is about. We may not have a clue, but may it all be to his glory, now and always and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, this Mass is being offered for the intentions of those souls which are most lost.